Here starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Hello.
Sean Hannity. This is the first time I've ever called you, and I'm glad to be listening to you every day right after the Don and Mike Show. And
thank
I
you.
Just think that you would make a perfect guest on their show.
Tell Don and Mike, anytime they want me, I'd be glad to come.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
These two DAs agree on only one thing.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Goddamn right, and hi. Thank you, Rob, and hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday, July 23rd.
Right.
And here's the national phone number, 877-365-3636, Washington, D.C. on WJFK. 202-432-1067, Philadelphia, WYSP. You got a number. We just got to get it turned on. Once again, here he is, king of all things relating to sodomy. And today, ladies and gentlemen, a rusty nail.
Yeah, it was horrible today. You know, yesterday we had the glow of getting our Washington ratings. He was in a good mood and he went easy on you. Today it's about the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. He took it to you. It wasn't a nail, Don. It was a railroad spike.
Well...
I'll ask you if you love me.
It was a giant reaction. I mean, he said,
yes.
And I had no way of knowing when he bent me over, he said, right. It's a nail.
Yeah. He nailed you with the spike.
Didn't know it. And again, once again, all of these
yes.
sexual deeds of just horror.
You don't mind, do you?
Just so this bastard every day can hear on the radio, and now here's Buzz.
Well, there, he got introduced.
See, it works. It. Hi, it hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Roughing you up works.
Yeah. Sodomizes me every day.
Whatever
well,
it takes.
Let me start the show with a quick update.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, as I left the station, as promised,
yes,
I was wearing my Santa Claus suit.
Right, yes, you were.
I had the jacket on,
mm-hmm.
and the hat on. About 1,000 degrees.
I felt for you as we walked down the hallway. I said, "This is a man who's dedicated.
Yeah.
This is a man who actually wanted me to walk him all the way down to his car." And I kind of went outside for a smoke with the Polish princess, and I said, "Boy, how our lives have changed."
Yeah.
This is a new level of PW for me.
Yeah.
And everyone knew.
Hope it paid
and
off.
I drove all the way home in the uniform. And when I came
you
out...
You wear the jacket all the way home?
All the way home.
I gave you a free pass on the pants. So you don't have to wear the pants.
In your sleigh?
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Claus.
Hello, my boo-boo. Can you hear me? I'm on the Bay Bridge right now, so it's...
I hear you great.
Oh.
Worked so well, she left town again.
Holly yes. Jolly to you. Holly, no.
You got, are so sweet. And, got, you know, and it gave me quite a smile, but who really got a belly laugh out of it was our cleaning lady.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Loop-de-loo.
And that was so nice because, you know, she doesn't speak English, so we don't often share a joke with her. But that was, you know, that's the universal smile getter. Yeah. Santa Claus in July.
And I call her Loop-de-loo. What is her name?
Ludie.
Ludie, what's the nationality?
I don't know, Portuguese, something like that. Hispanic, I don't know, whatever. Good worker, though. Good cleaner. Good worker.
Good earner.
She's the one I see now. She barely speaks English.
Right.
Okay. I come bounding through the door yesterday, and I go, ho, ho, ho. And
everybody understands that.
Yeah. She sees me, and she drops the mop or the broom or whatever she's got, and she can't control herself. She's
big toothy laugh.
She's falling down laughing. Like
Easter Donnie.
What kind of moron?
Look at him.
Yeah, this is the man whose underpants I'm washing.
Yes. Santa Claus, Feliz Navidad.
So I got the big response from Loop-de-loo,
yeah.
the cleaning lady, and. Then my wife turned the corner, and she came around, and I gave her the big, ho, 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 and it was well-received.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
It was well-received, and we had quite the jolly evening last night.
That's good.
See, I was trying to figure out how you were coming home, because I forget who. Maybe it was Rob.
Nope.
What, honey?
Mr. Clay. I thought you were coming home as Fred Flintstone for some reason.
No, that's way back.
Mm-hmm.
When we were first married,
mm-hmm.
my wife one year for Halloween actually made me a Fred Flintstone costume.
And she went as Pebbles, right?
She went as Wilma.
Oh, Wilma.
And, so, yeah, and
Pebbles would be
the baby.
And, yeah.
Pebbles, that would be a bad thing.
And right. You know, sometimes for Snicks, I would just put my Fred suit on.
Right.
When she got mad at me, when we were first married,
did
I would
you
just...
mate in your Fred suit?
Did we ever mate as Fred and Wilma?
Darling.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh. The suspense.
Honey. Oh, goddamn cell phones.
Yeah. You know I sound like an old fart when I say this, but what is the deal?
I don't know.
I mean, in this age of technology, we're in a holding pattern when it comes to cell phones. More and more, it seems every day, my cell phone's not working properly.
My thought is, there's too many of them.
That's what I think, and someone told me that is the problem.
Hmm.
Especially if you go home at rush hour and you get on your cell phone at 5:30,
right.
You're going to have a tough time because there's the volume, and you know, around here, the anthill, as I like to call it.
I hear the problem is with the Japanese.
Of course. Sit down. Go to your corner.
Rob?
I agree.
Go to the bigot's corner.
I agree. The BC.
BC.
See you there. Meet you at the BC during the first break. So anyway, it was well received, and it seems that the events
Shuggy, we should to do an experiment. Here I am on a Sprint phone that, you know, craps out all the time. But also in the car, because it does crap out, I also have a Cell One phone. And I'd like just to hold them both to my ear if I could do that without wrecking, which I can't. But to see who hangs on better.
All right, which are you on now, Sprint or Cell One?
I'm on Sprint.
All right, pick up the Cell One phone.
Wait a minute. Wait, you know, I do, I guess I'm driving on the
basement
with my knees right now.
How are we going to do this since I called you on the Sprint phone?
Right.
How am I possibly going to hear you on?
You have to call.
Can you call her on another line?
On another line on,
right.
On the other side.
I'll call you on the other line. Hold on
a second.
Hold on.
And then we'll be able to get a comparison. Oh, man, there's some people that are perking up right now.
Yeah. Yep. This is where two earbuds.
There are some people that are sitting up in their offices right now that work for major wireless companies.
The Sprint versus Cell One.
And heads up on the bridge, too. There's a woman with two phones driving.
Right.
Driving with her knees.
Now, this would be Verizon.
Cellular One, yes. Whatever Cellular One
Verizon
used to be.
Cellular, now Singular.
And that is not an answer. And in the meantime, the Sprint phone has also died.
So it's a tie, and that probably makes them all happy.
Hold on. Let me try the Sprint line again.
Rob. What do the Japanese have to do with the company?
They're always out to get us, Mike. For 60 years.
Go back to the BC.
I think you know.
I've done the only, this one's faded, and I can't find the other one, and I did the only responsible thing, which was to pull over.
Now, which one are you talking on right now?
Now you're on the Sprint.
I'm talking on the Sprint, which just faded again a minute ago, which is why he went dead. And now I've got, now I've turned on the Cell One.
All right. Hold on, please. Hold on.
Now, the Sprint sounds pretty good.
Now I'm going to call you on.
I love this because they're so competitive.
Now I'm calling on the Cell One.
Ferociously competitive.
It's a good test. I like this test.
I do too.
Okay, which one can you hear me better on?
All right, now hold on. Which are you talking into now?
My left ear is now talking into, well, it's singular. It used to be
you know what you should do, Frida? Just say, now I'm talking into the, now, do you have a Verizon phone?
No, I only have two with me.
She only has two phones with her.
What are the companies?
Two with me to cover the dead spots. Okay, this is the Singular. Singular. This is the Singular. And this is, can you hear me on this one too?
Talk into it.
I took it away from my ear to talk on the other one. Do you have me on both?
I'm totally.
Yeah, you're on both.
Okay.
They both sound equally good.
They do.
Wait a minute, I haven't talked on the other one yet. This is Singular.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sprint. You're not hearing me on this.
She's duped.
You're not hearing me on the other one.
She's talking away from the mouthpiece.
Honey, put the Sprint phone right up to your mouth.
I did, and nothing happened.
Oh, hold on a second.
Oh,
the reason it was quieter is because we were just overhearing her on the first phone.
We had to switch lines.
We're such idiots.
Here.
Hold on. But are you hearing me on your Verizon?
I'm hearing you out of my Singular phone. Now I will hold the Singular phone away and bring up the Sprint
phone. Then the Sprint phone is dead.
No.
Because I've only got one line punched up right now.
Right, but she would still hear you on hold on the other line if it's on hold.
No, it's not.
No.
Oh, then she would.
All right,
dead.
Hold on. Now I have to call.
So the Sprint phone died again. It died again.
All right, now I'm recalling.
It's weaker. It's smaller. Singular will always beat you. It will always drop you.
If there's a man running towards me, I'm pulled over on the side of the road. Oh, it's just emergency.
All right, I'm calling you on the Sprint phone.
I just dawned on me. Yes, I'm perfectly fine. That you stopped and asked. That is so sweet. Thank you very much.
Tell her you're doing a radio show.
It's a bad place to be pulled.
You're right. I'm going to keep moving. I just had this.
Oh, tell him mind his own effing business.
Who is he? Is he a cop?
I'm so sorry. I know there's someone
listening. If he's a cop, he's got a right to say.
Honey.
All right.
Honey.
It's a safety guy.
Honey, is it a cop?
Hi. If I haven't answered this phone, you can try me.
Honey, is it a cop? Hello.
Now
they both go bad.
Did you pull over on the bridge?
Yeah,
I can't imagine. There's no room to pull over on a bridge.
I think that might have been the officer's complaint.
No, I would imagine.
Is it an officer?
We don't know that, and we don't know where she pulled over.
She said something about a safety guy.
Hello?
Who was that came up to you?
It was a man that was helping me, but that I didn't need help. And then he said, sounds like something that he's listening to on the radio right now.
Was that just some regular schmuck in a car?
Yeah, he was right. It was a regular guy.
You
and thank you so much for listening because he was listening. So Thank you.
Wasn't a cop?
No, some guy. I don't mind coming over to see if you're in distress, but then it's a bad place to be pulled over.
F you, jerk off.
Really.
You ass wipe.
You know what? I just realized I'm pulling in front of a sign that says emergency stopping only.
Well, this is an emergency, and I hope, I pray that guy runs into a tree today. How dare you walk up to my wife and approach her? He's a dickweed.
Jolly, the password is jolly. You beat me to the punch.
Sorry.
Don't do that to me.
Sorry.
Listen, all right.
Yeah.
I don't have to be jolly when I'm at work.
You do that a couple of times a year.
I don't have to be bad, really.
No, it's not bad at all.
Listen, I would not be the type of guy, if I saw a car that appeared to be in distress, I might stop. But then I certainly would not.
You were really, that was one of your least jolly moments the whole 2 weeks we've been working here.
I would not. I certainly wouldn't work here for 17 years.
It's vacation, you know. That was not a jolly moment. It was ass white dickweed.
I certainly would not say to someone, it's not safe to pull over here.
Well,
you know,
he was being
if
helpful.
I had just pulled my car over.
If you're going to be the new you, the way you would handle that, you would go, thank you.
No, listen, I have to be jolly with my wife. I don't have to be jolly with the ass wipes on the road.
He was
pull
nice.
Over.
Yes, I he appreciated is.
He's a dick. Sir, you're listening right now. You're a dick.
He was nice to come up and help and see if you were in distress, but then to say, this is a bad place to be pulled over, none of your business.
That's why I'm mad.
And I don't blame you. I'm as mad as you are.
And he pulled over in the exact same spot.
I really am. I'm totally in agreement with you. He was a hump. You know, hey.
If you want to give somebody help, the chances are the person with two cell phones up to their head don't need more help.
Well, you know what he was? Honey, you know what we call a guy like him? We call him a stalker.
Yeah.
We call that guy a stalker.
You wouldn't have stopped it if it had been a guy on the side of the road.
Jerk off.
Yesterday you would have been thanking him. The ratings came out. Thank you, sir. He's probably a very loyal listener and a helpful man.
No. I'm sure he didn't give us the ratings. I'm sure he wasn't involved in the ratings. He's too busy trying to find out where you are. So anyway.
Oh, he is on my tail right now.
Is he really?
No, I'm making that up.
Oh, okay. He should be miles ahead of you.
So are you rolling again?
Yeah, I had to. I didn't want to be lectured. I did say emergency stopping only, and
but you'd be lectured by some
dude. You made me get the friggin' Sprint phone, and I think that just lost the contest.
All right, let's try this one more time. I'm going to call you.
You have to pull over now.
We've been talking on singular. Now call me on the Sprint.
All right, I'm going
to
call you on the Sprint.
He has to pull over now. Pull into Big Daddy's 501 Texaco.
Love that place. Used to live down around those parts.
All right, I'm now calling you on the Sprint.
This is the Sprint phone ringing now?
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't. That's okay, now please. Hello?
Better on Sprint.
See, it sounds much clearer.
Wait a minute. Now let me put the other one up to my ear. Can you? Hello? I'm on the other one now. Now I'm on the singular.
The Sprint's clearer.
Sprint has a much clearer sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Too bad you can only hear it one-tenth of the time.
Anyway, listen. This is beside the point. The point is, I'm jolly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Was he very jolly, good. Frida, last night? Was he jolly?
He was jolly. And thanks for his jolly phone call with only like 3 FUs in it. That's pretty good your record, by darling.
Honey, again, the rule is at work, I'm allowed to be myself at work, non-jolly self. And
exactly. And so when you're in the car, even if not literally, mentally, you're putting on the Santa suit, and you're coming home.
Right. That's the deal now. When I come home, I'm going to be wearing a Santa suit. I'm going to leave work at work and come home.
You'll be wearing a real Santa suit?
No. It'll be a pretend Santa suit.
A figurative Santa suit.
With literal presence in your knapsack.
Correct. All right. So that storm has now officially passed. The be jolly storm,
right,
has officially passed.
So you,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has it? Has the be jolly storm passed?
Well, today, I mean, it's a daily, it's a rest of your lifetime. This is the first day of the rest of your jolly life.
You got it, honey.
All right, good.
I am the jolly man.
All right, good.
I am the jolly man.
Jolly man.
I am the Dickman.
Jolly man.
I am the jolly man.
You can be jolly 24 hours a day.
Bye, boo-boo. I love you.
All right, I love you too, baby.
Okay, bye, sweetie.
Hey, honey. Honey.
Bye on this phone.
Hold on. Hey, honey.
Yeah.
just as like Jimmy's on top of my my Jolly Dolly Sunday here.
You're the Dalai Lama.
How about the Jolly Lama?
Dalai Lama.
How about last night, even making pointless conversation with your friend?
Yeah, you came out and were sociable with my girlfriend. That was above and beyond the call of duty. I didn't even ask you to do that.
20 minutes of absolutely pointless conversation I could care less about.
Small talk.
Yeah, there I was.
It's don't
nice,
ruin it.
Nice weather we're having.
It's so freaking jolly. It's making me sick.
Oh, we were talking about granite countertops and all fascinating things.
All right. Well, I love you.
I love you, too.
All right, I'll
bye,
see you.
Sweetie.
Bye, honey. All right, so the...
one of those phones had an echo chamber on it.
I think that's because I had both of them up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The jolly experiment is underway.
Good. Well, that's good, and it sounds like it was an overwhelming success.
Yeah, and actually, you know, as much as it pains me to say it, she's right. That as much as I hate what we're going through at work, it's not good for me to bring that home at the end of the day. It's just, it's not. It's pointless.
Right.
It's pointless because it won't get us anywhere.
What can you do?
You know what's making me jolly now is that calendar. That calendar.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
What's the number, Rob? Did you cross off the number today?
You know, I didn't today.
It would be 286, I believe.
No.
Yeah, no, I think it's lower than that. I think it's in the 260s or about 270.
Oh, I thought you said 287 yesterday.
No, yeah. I thought yesterday was 261.
I'll go check.
All right. Call from the office. Run like the wind, boy.
He's going to run.
Run like the wind.
Now we're going to get a show as he goes by the window. Here we go. I'm always amused at this.
Or maybe he's going to go the back way.
Oh, bummer.
You know, he'll probably go the back way.
Well, I hope he comes back down this way. If he's listening, Rob, we need the window show at a certain point. But now we won't be looking for it, and so we could miss it.
No, he
the
went
great
back
wind,
way.
Yeah, he went the back
he'll
way.
Come back down the front way.
Very good. Then you'll get the show.
And now we'll just wait for the...
you know, for radio, we sure love our sight gags.
Nothing funnier than, not since the late Frank Murphy,
right,
our very first producer running, have we gotten as much joy out of watching anybody run than we get out of watching Rob run. And wow, did he make time.
He did great.
Hello?
Hello, friend.
Hello, friend. What is the what's the magic number?
Is today the 23rd?
It is.
Is it 3?
Hold on, let me count.
All right, we do have a giant calendar up in our office.
Uh-huh. 267.
All right. 267.
There, that's just a number. Means nothing.
Right. There you go. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Run back in front of the window, please.
You got it.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is good now. We'll see. We should time him and see how long it takes him to get down here.
Well, now, he made great time running upstairs, like his life depended on it.
And he didn't even sound winded.
No. Unless right now he's standing by the phone going... Throwing up, blood coming out of his ears.
All right, here we go.
We should be hearing the clomps of the Frankenstein sandals down the hallway any moment.
We're waiting.
Runs like the winded.
Slower coming back.
Yeah,
and it's no.
It's more like a gentle breeze.
look like Evan Nathan Lane running by the window.
That's the one.
The man I was doing his birdcage thing.
Hello.
See, you know, I am not a difficult man to amuse. Not at all.
All right, now with all of this jolliness going on, and we are going to get an update here momentarily on the Ted and Jen date. We will have both of them on the telephone to tell us what happened yesterday when Jen took Fat Ted out for drinks and ass play after they did not hook up at the M&M concert.
And I know you don't like it when I talk about my band, but I want to. I just want to.
You're so wrong. I live it. I love it.
I think I may have angered the people that we were playing for last night. We were playing for a. You know, I was supposed to give them a plug last night, and I didn't know what they were. They're like web people that that broadcast over the web.
Well, they're web like web hands, web
they're,
feet.
They're internet people that do that. It's for the web broadcasters, and that was the association. And so, this thing that I did last night, while there weren't a lot of people that showed up at the thing, which is getting to be quite a tradition for the band, that it was webcast. To thousands of people.
Sorry.
And
What's that?
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Web people.
They all had webbed feet in hands. This thing was broadcast, or webcast.
Yeah.
So they had cameras set up, and there were a lot of people that were in that, and I don't. The other bands that were up there, the first band that came on said, hey, will you please support this group? It's great. We want lots of hits tonight and, doing all this web speak. The first thing I said, I'd like to welcome you people that may have been internet surfing from the latest porn site. And, when you say something that you think is going to be a little jolly?
Yeah.
And it kind of, it was
exactly like that.
It's like one of the first things I said.
Like they don't know that the reason the internet is popular really is porn.
That's right. It's true.
Like they really think it's really made for all those goddamn stupid message boards.
I just hope, I thought, the silence was so, the crickets were so loud as to, I thought maybe there was the possibility that I offended. But you never know you have a weight problem until somebody's got a camera on you as your breasts are jiggling, as you're playing the drums, and you look up and you see yourself on the giant jumbotron that they have set up, and the camera's about 2 inches away from me. And I was trying, how we always try not to be aware of cameras?
Yeah.
And then finally I just did one of these things where I just went,
look right at it.
I stared at it. So it was fun last night, but I hope I didn't know.
Hey, what do you care?
I
really.
Man, the money's green.
Are you ever going to see him again?
Yeah, probably the guy. But the guy was happy. The guy that promoted it, he seemed to be happy.
The guy from taint.com.
What's that?
The guy from taint.com. The guy from lickmybees.com.
Assplay.com.
The guy from assplay.com.
Assplay.
Yeah.
Well, our good friend David Lawrence says hello too. He's a big web guy,
God.
So, yeah.
Was he there?
He was emceeing the event. So
hold on, what happened to that?
He's very nice. He's a very big fan of our show.
Dine with him once.
Yeah,
he's a very nice man. He's a big fan of the
show.
And
it's very shocking to me that David Lawrence has found a career on the internet.
Well, David Lawrence has he's probably listening today. He's got he's one of these guys that has the whole bald head, and then in the back he has I was looking at the back of his head because he was standing in front of the stage. He has a square piece of hair, and coming out of the square piece of hair is a ponytail.
Good look.
So as I was walking by after he was done, he was on camera, and I just pulled his ponytail up.
Handsome.
But it's,
didn't we have dinner with him once?
Yes, we did. Buzz, you and Marcia and right? Frida and I.
Mm-hmm. He's a very nice guy.
Yeah. Suffered through an intolerable dinner at a Japanese steakhouse with David Lawrence one time.
He could not have been more charming.
I know, he's a nice guy.
He's a very, very nice guy, and he's into that, he's into that computer stuff.
He's into the porn, too. He's into the KP.
No.
Stop it.
Sure he is.
I would not have even brought up his name.
You must be mistaken.
I can't help but, when you say David Lawrence, the first thing I think is KP.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
I'm sorry. Look at him. Look at the guy. Look at the guy.
He's such a nice fan of the show.
I know he's a fan of the show.
He said so many nice things about you and nice things about me.
He's a very nice man.
Very nice.
He's into KP.
He is not.
I have no idea. This is horrible. This has gone horribly wrong.
Mike, I am...
Here I was just trying to say hello to someone.
I am simply saying that he enjoys peeling potatoes. And you, KP, what... Oh, right. I got it.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You thought I meant kitty porn.
Right. Misunderstanding. Oh, I guess I totally misunderstood.
Wacky mix-up.
You nuts.
Ass play.
Okay. Let's get the update. Before I scream about a car wash, let's get an update with Jen, who went out yesterday with Ted after they had the mix-up at the M&M concert. Let me see if I got them both here. Here is the lovely Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi there.
Hi there. And here is fat guy Ted. Hello, Ted.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, kids. Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, actually, it was a good time.
Now, for those of you who don't know, the deal is we had hooked up Jen to go to the M&M concert on Sunday night with 10 fat guys. We think through everybody's fault, our fault, their fault. Jen never hooked up with the 10 fat guys at the concert. So yesterday, one of the fat guys, Ted, came down to the station. Jen came down to the station. She had leftover money that we had given her to buy snacks and treats.
And because there was this breakdown in communication the night of the M&M show, Jen agreed to come down and go on a date with Fat Ted, who showed up here as a representative of the fat guys.
And let me ask you guys, what did you do on your dream date yesterday?
Just went out, got some food, and hung out for the rest of the day.
Yeah, we were together like most of the day.
Wow.
Really? You get anything off her, Ted?
Just some booze.
Just some booze, but you had a reasonably good time?
Yeah, I did, actually. It was pretty fun.
I was kind of directing that to Jen.
I had a great time.
Really?
He's a great guy.
Now, Jenny, you said something about painting the town red. Did it get crazy?
Yeah, a little.
What time did the date end?
I don't even remember.
Now, you guys started the date as soon as you left the show, which is about, 2 o'clock yesterday?
Yeah.
I will say, Ted is a fine-looking fat guy. He's got the goatee happening. Yeah. I mean, he's a good-looking big man.
So let's say the date started at 2. Ted, what time do you think you broke up?
Sometime after 8, I think.
So a nice six-hour date.
Yeah, it was probably like 8:30 or 9, actually.
Hmm. Yeah.
8:30 or 9?
Yeah.
It's still sunny out.
Yeah, but Mike, that's 6 hours, almost 7 hours.
And it was pretty steady with the booze.
Sun's got to go down. date has to last till the sun goes down.
I think she did a yeoman's job to spend 7 hours with Ted and vice versa.
No nookie unless the sun goes down.
Yeah, well, no, I disagree. If they were drinking a lot,
mm-hmm. Yeah, you could have.
You could have
some ass play in the middle of the day.
There could have been some finger sex, at the very least.
What parks are for.
Did you even kiss?
No.
No.
Yeah, I mean, would you ever go out again?
Sure. Yeah. Great guy to hang out with him again.
There you go.
But now, Jen, before you answer that, would you go out with Ted as a friend, or would you go out with him again with the thought that perhaps at some point he might be boyfriend material?
As a friend, I'm leaving town in a week and a half, and I'm never coming back, so.
Oh, that's right. I think you said you were going to Colorado.
Well, then why didn't you have sex with him? I mean, if you're leaving, if you're going to be gone, give the guy something to remember.
Have you ever had a big man?
No.
Listen, you don't know what you're missing out on. Ted?
Yes?
Would you have sex with Jen before she leaves town?
I'd love to.
Ted?
Yeah?
As far as the equipment, you know, fat guys have two type of situations. Either they're, you know, because of their size, they're proportionally okay, or, you know, if they're a little undersized, it's magnified because of the size. What category do you fit into, Ted?
I believe I'm proportionally okay.
Okay. All right. So it's not one of those things where, you know.
Obsessed with the penis.
And show tunes.
You are obsessed with the penis.
Yes, yes. And you with the ass.
Really?
And, you know, neither one works out well for us, really.
No, I agree.
Very, very bad.
I agree.
Very
Although
bad.
I was going to choose.
Mm-hmm.
One to be associated with.
Right.
I would choose the ass before the penis.
Well, I'm obsessed with. I'm not obsessed with Ted's.
But you asked him about it.
Well, yeah, because I was just thinking about fat guys and, you know, how fat guys, sometimes they talk about fat guys not being able to, you know, see the package and stuff like that. And you're not in that category, right, Ted?
No, I'm fine.
Ted, tell me more about your penis.
So, Ted,
just kidding.
Ted,
not really.
Would you like to go out with Jen again before she leaves town?
I wouldn't mind at all.
Would you go out with Ted again before you leave town?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Ted, tell me about the balls. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Would you consider being intimate with Ted?
I don't think so.
I mean, just...
I just met the guy.
What if I bought you rubber gloves?
Oh, no.
Jen, how do you feel about the penis?
Oh, I love it.
What do you think about Ted's penis?
I haven't seen it, man. I don't know.
Really?
What if it was a good one?
What if it was a good one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Well, then I guess that means Ted is going to have to show you his penis.
What's good in your mind, Jen?
Oh, 6.5 is good.
Really?
Yeah.
Ted,
Zang.
Ted?
Yeah, I think I got that covered.
Well, then,
Ted?
Then how about the date and the theme of the next date can be meet Ted's penis.
Might just spit out his water again.
Can I take pictures for that?
Meet Ted's penis.
Meet Ted's penis.
Tonight your date is meet Ted's penis.
Or maybe
God, you're killing me.
You could, if you don't mind, maybe fluff. You'd be a fluffer girl. Or maybe Ted could just fluff himself and get himself ready and just present it to you.
Oh,
you
know, God.
Meet the meat.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
So would you mind looking at his thing?
If I was drunk, I don't think I'd mind.
So, you know, here's the deal, Ted. The way you should approach this, you know, get really, really liquored up and then say, hey, you know, in a laughing way. Remember that thing they were talking about on the radio?
Meet my penis.
Come on. How about meeting it? It's a perfect, you know, for you.
Mm-hmm. Just look at it. Just tell me what you think of it.
And, you know, looking
leads to
touching,
which leads to
licking. Can we say that on the radio?
I don't know.
We're really kind of walking a fine line here.
All right.
Sure, no, I had a late night last night.
Listen, I will tell you what. Ted and Jen, we will pay for your next date, for the Meet Ted's Penis date.
It should be a special date, right?
Yes, and would it be possible you guys could go out this week sometime?
Yeah, sure.
Way to go, Jen.
Yeah. How about tonight?
Sure.
All right. Good. Well, then, here's what you do. Hold on a second.
All right.
And you know what? Are you guys in Northern Virginia?
Yeah.
How about this? Set you up at the Palm over at Tyson's Corner.
Wow.
You go over and you have a nice meal.
Yeah.
On me. I'll call and have them get you set up and, you know, don't worry about paying. It'll be on me.
Very good.
And at the end of the meal, just, you know, not in the restaurant, certainly, but, you know, maybe out when you're waiting for the car in the parking lot, Ted, you give her a look at your penis.
And whatever happens, it happens.
And then tomorrow we can give the update on the Meet Ted's Penis date.
Ted, you would be willing to show Jen your penis?
Sure.
And Jen, you would be willing to look at Ted's penis?
Sure.
Great. All right.
What could we ask for anything?
Beautiful thing.
Moldia, hold on just a moment. And that means that this soap opera will continue
sure.
into tomorrow's episode.
Yay.
Filet mignon, cream spinach, and the penis.
And they're going to have lots of drinks.
Yeah, lots of cocktails.
All right, I'll get you guys set up at the Palm. Let me write myself a note right now. Jen and Ted, penis. Meet Ted's penis.
I have to remind myself not to take a swig of water when you do that.
Welcome to Meet Ted's Penis. Here's Ted's penis.
They were both very matter-of-fact about it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Jen, I think maybe there's a chance.
Good attitude.
Yeah. More than happy to set them both up tonight with a beautiful dinner on me.
Right.
At the Palm, and let me just say, drink up.
Drink up, and, you know, I would say for Ted, the more drinks that he plies Jen with, the more chance he's got of maybe getting a good shaking.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a great jolly theme song for you.
All right. Are you on a speaker or what?
Yeah, I got to play it on speaker so you can
hear
the...
Okay, all right.
Hang on.
Okay.
A jolly theme song for Don.
I can't even hear what this is. Can you? Okay.
Folk music.
Jimmy Buffett, I think.
Yeah, is that what it is, Jimmy Buffett?
I think.
Yeah, that's Jimmy. What do you think?
What, I don't even know. What is it?
It's called Jollyman.
Jollyman, okay.
All right. Make out the words.
Great screen call. Thanks, Joe. Hello, Don and Mike show.
He's a parried head, dude.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Hello. Hey, man, they're hooking you guys. You know that? They did it yesterday. She gave in way too easy.
No, I don't think there's any conspiracy at all here.
I think a free meal. I bet they knew they could get something else out of you, and they
No. You can't read our minds. Nobody knew that it would end like that.
I don't think so. I got one more call we have to take before the break. A guy who claims he's the guy who stopped my wife.
Oh, okay.
Eric.
Hello, sir. I did not realize that was your wife. All I saw was a woman on the side of the road with her glasses on.
All right, now hold on. Before... What I'm going to do is take you off the air for a second.
Okay.
And you tell Rob A the make and what you believe the model of the car to be.
We get a confirmation.
Hold on, please. They're line number one, Rob.
We're asking what the guy's like wearing.
You know what kind of car my wife drives?
All right, what is it?
good citizen.
Does he have it?
She's still in the Hyundai, right? No, I'm kidding. Is she in Bart's car?
Nope.
Are you sure? Because he just described...
Oh, hold on, hold on. Yeah, she's in... Hold on. No, not in Bart's car. Let me write this down. She's in a...
That's right, yeah. I thought
okay,
it was...
we have a match.
A Hummer?
Hang on one sec.
No, not a Hummer. A Toyota. Was, he's got the car.
I was making a... Jolly man, that was a little levity. That was just a little levity. You think I was serious about that?
He got it right.
You did.
Really?
He got it right. Yeah. She's in the Toyota pickup truck.
Ah. Uh-huh.
You asswipe.
Dude, I was a woman that was...
God, you listen, lowlife. First thing, I appreciate the fact that maybe you thought that my wife was in distress or something, but then how dare you lecture her about it being a bad place to pull over?
You see where she was pulled over. She literally had about 3 inches between her and Route 50. That was a bad place.
Well, why don't you join the police force?
What?
Why don't you join the police force?
Driver. I see accidents every day. I was always saying...
Why don't you worry about yourself?
Hey, Don?
Worry about yourself.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
I had stuff to prepare cars. I could have jump-started if she needed it. If she had a bad flat tire...
Wait a minute. The issue is not that you stopped. That's okay. That was a decent thing to do. That was the right thing to do. The lecture about where, hey, it's a bad place to pull over, that's none of your business.
All right. But it was kind of a narrow shoulder road.
Hold on. Not your place to judge. I mean, it's your place to judge if you drive by. Not your place to judge, as it would not be my place to judge or anybody's place to judge when you get out allegedly to help someone and then you bust their balls about where they parked their car.
I wasn't really busting anybody. I was saying off the cuff, it's kind of a bad place to stop.
But you agree, the truly good Samaritan, unconditional love. The good Samaritan offers help, and then, oh, you don't need any help? Thank you. Good day.
There was certainly no need for the lecture.
I was stopping. I realized that was Frida. And it's something my company encourages. We see people broken down.
All right, that's
to help them out because of publicity.
All right. So you didn't realize it was Frida, yet you're calling the show now.
They're talking about me.
Well, just remember the one thing. Trying to help people, very good. Good thing to do. No help with lectures, though.
Right.
All right. I will agree. I'll help, but no more lectures.
Thank you. All right. Well, then thank you, my friend.
Thank you, bye, sir. Bye. Have a good day.
I hope you were not impaled by a pole. I'll take that back.
Oh, there you go. That's nice.
God, what right. Are you telling me
oh,
for?
God.
All right. I said I hope you're not impaled by the pole.
Yeah.
What?
We're all friends.
No.
No, we're not friends.
No.
Don't misunderstand me.
Oh.
We're not friends.
You sound to me like a handful.
What?
A handful.
A handful, okay.
Mr. Helper. Mr. Helper. Yeah, there you go. There goes his cell phone. He's
hit a pole.
No, back and forth. Still a breath of life there.
We have to find out if he's on Sprint.
Who is your cellular carrier?
Cell one.
Which is Verizon.
Singular.
Yes.
Singular and Cell One are the same.
Cell One and Singular
Verizon
merge.
Is separate. Yeah.
I can't keep track.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Leave my wife alone. Just worry about your own car.
No.
You know, in general, really, just worry about yourself.
Yeah.
A good guy, see a woman on the road. Maybe I could have helped.
Yeah, hold on, right there. Yeah. See a woman on the road.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you.
No, Mrs. Craig, you're wearing green and you're in distress. You're a tramp.
Now, if that had been some guy, some big, sloppy guy without a shirt on,
I would have helped.
And why is it that guys love driving without their shirts on? I don't know.
I don't know either. That's kind of disgusting, but.
I remember one guy in particular about 15 years ago who got a Jeep.
My shirt would be off as soon as I get into the Jeep.
What Jeeps are for.
Mike would leave the radio station.
Well,
I would go outside every day just to watch him leave. He would peel off his shirt
right,
and go driving away topless in his Jeep.
That's the car that I took to Jiffy Lube, and they didn't put the little screw-in thing on the bottom of the oil thing. I say thing a lot when I'm talking about cars. Whatever happened, all the oil drained out and the car seized. On 395, right in front of the FBI, the car seized on me.
It seized.
Just locked up. It's a, oh,
what?
The main thing is my company encourages us to help stranded motorists.
How many times, hey, asswipe, how many times have you said that?
And what company do you work for? Because I'd like to call them and... Yes, please.
I work for Whitmore Printing and Imaging in Annapolis, Maryland.
Thank you.
Whitmore.
Rob, get me the number.
Printing and Imaging.
Why is a printing company asking people to stop and help people on the road?
Well, they were hoping for good publicity.
Now, how many times did he have to say that?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Hey, he's trying to be a good guy.
Yeah, but I can't, you know, listen, I'm gonna call them up and I'm going
to
say...
He's a little bit of a know-it-all.
Stick to printing and imaging. Right. You know, there is a little something called AAA. There's a little something called the state police. There's a little something called tow truck.
Now, are you moving out of the guy lecturing, or are you moving into the stopping to help somebody? Are you against that as well?
If, in fact...
Stopping to help people.
If the company's telling people that, you know,
sounds like you might be taking up another noble cause.
I don't think they should do that.
They're just trying to be good citizens.
Well, they should worry about their printing.
Good Samaritan.
They shouldn't worry about driving.
Their fellow man and all that.
How's my driving?
All right, I got to do this thing to get their permission to go on the...
Well, F you.
All right, there now. Hi, is this Whitmore Printing and Imaging? Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the air right now. We just had one of your drivers on the air with us. Could we talk to you on the radio for a second? Excuse her for one moment.
I heard that. She has to go check.
Again?
You.
I haven't heard it in a long time. I heard it loud and clear.
I didn't.
Well, it's because my headphones are loud.
Is that where it's coming from?
Yeah, because don't I have the board set up correctly? The
board is perfect.
Board is perfect.
And you got your new mic, so that could be.
Maybe it's the new mic.
That's what it is.
Yeah, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show, and we just had a guy who works for you on our show. And I was wondering if I could talk to you on the radio. Your policy of asking people who work for your printing company to help motorists who are in need?
Hey, that's interesting. You know, maybe they'll say, we don't have any policy like that.
Again, then the she said, I know that you really can't hear this whole conversation.
I didn't hear that as well as I heard the first
She one. Said, hold on one moment, please.
The best thing would be, we have no delivery truck.
George, hi, this is Don with the Don and Mike Show. And we had one of your drivers just on the air with us. And I was wondering if you just had half a second to jump on the air with us. He can accommodate. Beautiful. Wonderful. Let's welcome him to the show now. Here is George from Whitmore Printing and Imaging.
Hi, George.
Good morning.
George, do you urge your drivers to stop? Let me give you the scenario. I'm doing the radio show here, and my wife has pulled off on the side of the road to have a conversation with me on the radio.
Okay.
Your guy pulls up behind her to see if anything's going on. And then lectures her about she's picked a bad spot on the road to pull over, and he says that your company encourages that.
It is not the first case that we have seen someone either disabled or need of assistance, and we are more than happy to accommodate. Because of our ability to have cell phones and rapid communication,
all right.
We're happy to help.
I'm urging you to stop that practice.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Another school of thought that we can debate.
I think that it's highly intrusive.
This is a cool company, though. He's cool. Yeah.
And I'm sure that you guys, when it comes to printing and imaging, you are above reproach. But seriously, you know.
Well, there's certainly a point where we are not the police out there, so there is that aspect of it.
Absolutely. That, well, we'll pass that along to your driver.
Thank you much.
All right, thank you for going on the air.
Thanks, George. Nice talking to you.
Good guy.
Bye-bye. All right.
Well, for all your printing needs.
There you go.
Whitmore.
Jesus.
Printing and imaging.
And don't forget, as you're dropping off the copies today, if you see someone in despair, stop and help them.
That's that right. Was the funniest thing. We don't make any deliveries.
Clear the line. Good news here. The celebrity burp number 4.
Yes.
We're now down to workable rain.
All right.
I hope you give a better clue than you gave yesterday.
We are down to $100 range. Today I'm going to tell you one of the TV shows the guy was on.
Thank you.
Now that is a good clue.
Okay. 877-365-3636. Call 100 and dial recklessly, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead, David.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches, full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. Sounds more goddamn nonsense. The other is that...
You can't say that on the air, Mr. Brink.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to have to read that Ross...
David, let me go in the shape. We are on the air.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ignorant, ignorant, ignorant. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me see, Tony Curtis on the show this week.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yeah. He's a good interview.
Wow.
Tony Curtis. We'll get a lot of stuff from him, and I will ask him if his daughter, Jamie Lee, is a hermaphrodite.
Wow. They could go south then. Yeah.
I'll
save that for the end of the interview.
Like it's not the first time he's heard the question.
You know, I was watching a movie. Yeah, I know what movie I was watching. Perfect. I just turned it on, and it was there. And it was one of those scenes where she is doing her aerobics, and not a chance.
I can't get
not
past...
Not a chance because of those outfits they wear.
Yeah. I can't get past John Travolta. That movie.
Oh. It is really, I think, one of the worst movies of all time.
And Mike, maybe she's wearing a cod piece. You know that thing?
Yeah, maybe she has it tucked in.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. God.
Tony Curtis coming on the show.
Wow.
Next Monday. Do you remember that guy who came in from Journey, the guy who was a big fan of the show?
Yeah,
but was
Russ Valerie.
Bass player.
Right? Like, stoned out of his mind. He's,
I don't think he was stoned.
No, he was.
Time.
He was.
Was he?
He was. And he's coming back.
It's the first time you've ever even mentioned that. I didn't know.
I was told
you thought he was hopped up?
No, I was told after the interview.
Really?
That he was absolutely.
Wow. Who told you that?
Our producer.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I think our producer was high.
It's probably my fault.
And our producer just told me that he promises when he comes on the show next Monday...
To bring some for Buzz?
No, he's going to be higher.
Really?
Yes.
Well, he was fun. I know that. He reminded me of a... I think what we were talking about was he reminded us of a guy that used to have a problem with that. That we worked with. A guy
was that
named
me?
Rusty.
Was the guy me?
Not you, no.
Oh, Rusty Ford, right.
Yes, that's where...
Right.
Okay.
And I know you're waiting for this, because it was important to you.
Right.
Hold on. He used the word crispy.
Ah.
That apparently...
Well, that could mean anything.
No. That's what it meant. He was crispy. He was crispy last time, and he will be crispier this time.
Okay. All right. See, I don't know that jargon. Is that a term for high, or is it a term for, like, he was out late last night?
I am,
well-tanned.
You know, I'm 4 years out of that now.
I know you're out of that, but did you ever hear the term?
No.
Crispy?
No.
We'll have to, you know what? It'll be the first thing we discuss with him.
We'll ask him if he's high, and ask him if he's crispy.
All right.
Crispy. Christina. Ba-da-da. Crispy.
Teenage colon.
This is important to you. The Las Vegas style show for Philadelphia,
yes,
and DC,
yes,
will happen in Atlantic City.
Oh, baby,
it will happen.
Fantastic.
We don't know where yet for sure. We have a couple of different places.
Good.
Who are interested.
Wonderful.
Do let me give you a date. Friday, August 16th.
Very, very exciting.
And we will do the show that day from the casino in whatever hotel it is that we end up doing the Las Vegas Style show from.
We do well with casino shows. We've had big casino shows.
Yeah. We sure do. And that, of course, is for Philly and for D.C., our way of saying thanks for the great ratings. And we will be up in Philly next week.
Yay!
Hooray. We're going to spend 3 days in Philadelphia and get out and meet some people and say thanks for listening and, you know, have some drinks and go to some clubs.
Sure, it's going to be a good time. Good time was had by all.
And, you know, get into Philly.
Yeah.
But we're not buying apartments. Hello, Don and Mike.
Come on.
No, hotels, Buzz. Only hotels.
Okay.
The fine hotel lifestyle.
Don and Mike.
I'll get a place.
I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. And what is your name?
Greg.
Greg, where are you from?
Manassas.
Greg, you've won the $50 power card to Dave and Buster's. Always a good time at Dave and Buster's. Now it's the perfect summer escape. Go to Dave and Buster's for fabulous food and fun.
Wonderful.
Now, you are going to play for $100.
It's down to $100, finally.
Which means... Now I'm really going to peel back the layers and give you a clue that should really, really help you.
I still won't get it.
I told you the guy...
Come on, have more confidence, sir.
...was on three shows. On one show, he had a small, very small recurring role. On the second show, he was known somewhat as, in some circles, a pop culture icon, although his role was... limited. He was on the second show how much? Like 3 or 4 times a year?
Yeah, it's yeah.
And right. On the third show, guys star in the show. One of those shows is That Girl with Marlo Thomas. That is one of the television shows. Now, I'm not going to tell you if that's the one he had the small roll on, the icon roll on, or if he was the, it almost sounds like a deodorant, or if that's the one that he had the starring roll on.
Danny Thomas.
But hey. one of the shows.
Well, now he's dead, correct?
Yes, yeah. Danny Thomas is very dead.
Got nervous for a second there.
We've
been
planning this contest for a long time.
Which leads us to we've never talked about eggs Danny Thomas style for a long time.
It's been a long time that he liked his eggs Danny Thomas style.
So he's dead.
Well,
I still never really understood why they called because, what he liked to do that.
Because they looked like scrambled eggs.
Oh, that's right.
Or poached eggs. We heard a story, and I think we can say it now that he's dead. The late Danny Thomas, his fetish was he would climb underneath a glass coffee table and... girls would go number two on the coffee table.
That's what we heard.
And that's why we would always say, oh, would you like your eggs Danny Thomas style? Because that's what he allegedly called the act.
Yeah, I need some eggs Danny Thomas.
Some eggs Danny Thomas style.
Who knows where it starts or where we get it. We just hear it and we laugh our asses
off. And we run with it.
Right, absolutely. We haven't talked about that in a while. But now, as you bring it up again, I begin to laugh again because I picture Danny on his back underneath a glass coffee table.
Going, okay, now.
You know, some woman squatting over.
Now, I'm ready, now.
Down
there.
Who knows?
Working his man. Okay, go. Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby.
Wow, very strange.
And, of course, Danny Thomas, the father of Marlo Thomas, who was the star of That Girl. God, I'm giving you so much information.
I am so clueless. Are you clueless,
I
bud?
Don't know who it is either.
I am completely clueless.
All right, my friend, don't forget yesterday's clue.
I don't even have an idea what you're talking about.
Be well. And I'll give you 15 seconds on the clock.
Hell of a two-man show going on.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
they
now.
Love it.
You know what? These clues will all make perfect sense to you.
Will I laugh at Be Well when the burper is revealed?
It's a serious clue.
It is.
It's a serious clue. Don't look at him. Look at me.
I always look at him.
Be well.
Be well.
15 seconds. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
Robert Goulet.
And here we go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There he is. Now, one of the three television shows was That Girl. Okay, but I'm not telling you if he was the star or what on that.
And the odds are in my favor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Here you go. No pressure. Kidding. For $100, who is it?
Just hit the button. I don't know who it is.
No. I'm sorry. Unacceptable.
Yeah, you can't call in for this contest
and
not at least guess.
Okay. It is Danny Glover.
Disappointing.
Oh, we're sorry.
That was a good comedy guest.
Dodge DA.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover. Thank you. Don't forget, every guest is a clue.
Clue for you.
That's a funny guest.
Yeah, DA.
Danny Glover.
No.
Oh, hold on. Before we listen to the Dennis Murphy air check.
Oh, my God.
Dennis went down to the ocean this past week and did an air shift on our affiliate, 96 Rock.
Right.
And they supplied us with a tape, and we'll hear that sound of the tape. Mm-hmm. We'll hear that in just a second. The one thing I wanted to mention on the show today that really, really pissed me off yesterday was a car wash. And it's a car wash on Route 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure lots of car washes are like this these days. Mm-hmm. I wait in line, and the line seems to be moving very quickly. Pull up to the window, and now keep in mind I'm trapped because you can't back up and get out.
Right.
It's a one-lane thing where you pull up to a little cashier window. And
you actually pay out of your car?
Yeah.
Oh.
For an SUV, or rather for a regular car, to have it washed and to have it vacuumed, it's $19. For an SUV, $32.
Where is this car wash?
Now, it's on Route 7.
Jesus.
So what I do is I'm looking at the prices, and I go, that's a lot of money. And
is it a machine or is it hand washed?
Well, now, let me walk you through it.
All right.